Good morning, boy. It looks horrible what's happening in Afghanistan.
Yeah, no, it does.
The I mean, if you look at Joe Biden, he let terrorism win. He's endangered, America and our allies. I mean, it's this he this guy Biden is a forever on vacation and do nothing president. I mean, he's not doing anything on Afghanistan, on Cuba, at the border. I mean, it's and we've got to find out exactly what happened here. I called on Schumer and Pelosi to launch a bipartisan bicameral investigation to Joe Biden's failed Afghanistan withdrawal. I mean, I think we all need to understand exactly what happened here.
So, taking his point of view for just a second, he says, look, I was left with an impossible choice between resurging troops into a war we could never win in the first place or withdrawing them because of what Trump set up as the withdrawal. And given the collapse, it was never going to survive anyway. There was no good option here. This was the choice I was faced with. You don't see it that way?
No. I mean, first off, the buck stops with the president. I mean, Harry Truman said it right. The buck stopped with him. Joe Biden, he'll say the words. He just doesn't believe it. He'll blame everybody else. I mean, look at Biden. He's changed all the Trump policies, and he clearly has opened our border. He got rid of all Trump's policies there. He's done it for everything else, but Afghanistan. Oh gosh, no, that was all Trump's doing. So Joe Biden, he can't take any responsibility. So I think we have to confront a serious question. Is Joe Biden capable of discharging the duties of his office? I mean, he clearly is not showing up to do it. So, what's the problem here? And so I think it's a legitimate question now.
So we'll come back to that, because I think, that's obviously, I've seen that reporting on that this morning from comments you've made about that. But what would your alternative have been? What would you have preferred to have seen in Afghanistan?
Well, what he should have done is he clearly had to make sure that Kabul didn't fall like this. He had to make sure that the people we wanted to get out, Americans and people that had supported us and our allies, had the opportunity and had the time to withdraw. There's no reason this had to happen this way. I mean, he made the decision not to provide the resources to make sure that we could have an orderly withdrawal. He's the commander in chief. He's the one responsible to make sure the intelligence information is correct. He's the one who directs the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So it's 100%. He made choices that clearly, didn't work, and so he needs to be held accountable.
So it's not a matter of opposing the concept of drawing down and withdrawing. It's the way it was done, and that it was clearly botched in the understanding of how swiftly the Taliban would take over and what would need to be basically having troops sent back in to make up for the problems that were caused by us under-anticipating the rapidity of the fall.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, none of us believe we should stay in Afghanistan forever. But there is a proper way to withdraw. And so I think we have to have a real investigation to find out exactly what happened here. The American people deserve to know what happened, and people need to be held accountable.
So you mentioned it a moment ago, raising the question of whether President Biden is capable of discharging the duties of office. Are you suggesting the removal of President Biden? What are you understanding here?
We've got to figure out why he's not showing up. I mean, let's look at it. Why will he not go to the border? Why, when we see the people of Cuba rise up against their dictators, he will do nothing to get the internet back on? Why will he do nothing to address inflation? He's making choices to do nothing in this job. I mean, he's on vacation. So whatever the reason is, his inability to serve has to be questioned.
Is there any appetite among, because obviously this is not going to happen without even the investigation, let alone something like removal, would never happen without Democrat acquiescence. Is there any appetite among Democrats? Because what people are going to say is, well, this is just Rick Scott pounding the desk and making, a big noise about something that could never happen. Is there any appetite among Democrats to look into this?
Absolutely. The chairman of the Armed Services Committee, a Democrat, Jack Reed, called for an investigation. I'm on armed services with him. Mark Warner has asked for, Senator has asked for an investigation. So I think we're clearly going to get an investigation here, and we've got to do it quickly so people get a feel for what, you know, get a feel for what happened here.
Yeah,
you. I mean, I know Biden doesn't want to take any responsibility for anything, but we've got to figure this out. We have problems in the world. China is not our friend. Iran's not our friend. Cuba's not our friend. Venezuela. So we've got problems in the world. We've got to show up, and we've got to understand how these decisions are getting made that put us in a horrible position that is going to create endanger America and our allies and our security.
Yeah, you could definitely hear it from John Kirby yesterday when he was trying to do his best to explain and defend what was going on, and clearly he couldn't. And the question then is that his fault or is that his boss's fault? We're talking to Senator Rick Scott. Senator, the longest question it seems like we've had about Afghanistan has been still that we didn't ever learn the lesson of Vietnam, of having clear, defined, measurable objectives that we could either meet or fail to meet, time frames, sunset provisions, knowing what the clear mission is. I mean, are we ever going to learn these lessons, which seem to be the lessons we are unwilling to learn?
I hope so. I mean, first off, we can't get into forever wars. We've got to, you know, understand, let's take care of American interests and what our needs are. Let's make sure we take care of our allies. We can't go, you know, be in a country, you know, forever. And so I don't get why, you know, why we did that. But the big thing now is that decision was made. Now we've got to figure out how can we, in the proper manner, extricate ourselves from Afghanistan without this overrun in Kabul.
You know, when I think about our military, and I know you're very close to this concern as well with your Navy background and everything else you do, I'm very concerned about recruiting and retention and morale. I know you are, too. You see it with something like this, which is just heartbreaking for our veterans and our active duty personnel. And then you also have something like the mandating of the COVID vaccine, which a lot of people remember the anthrax vaccine very negatively. How concerned are you about general morale and the recruiting and retention issues in the military right now?
Well, I mean, they're spending their time, instead of making us a lethal force, they're spending their time with cultural, social engineering. First off, they shouldn't be mandating the vaccine. That's a choice of what you want to put into your body. When you joined up, I don't think anybody anticipated they would be able to force you to take this vaccine. That's number one. And number two, I mean, let's remember, It's not social engineering that the military is set up for. It's to defend our freedom. That's the purpose of our armed forces. So, you know, they need to stop focus on, you know, gender pronouns and things like that. You know, critical race theory, and let's focus on how do we make this a lethal force.
You know, switching topics for just a second, because I do want to give you some credit. You managed to, along with Senator Rubio, get a provision into the bill recently that would basically require us to provide internet access for the Cubans. I know this is a passion of your heart.
Look at, I mean, doesn't it just infuriate you what's going on in Cuba? I mean, how this dictatorship, this communist dictatorship that the Democrats will not call a communist dictatorship, how horribly they treated these citizens. I mean, they're shooting peaceful protesters. And Joe Biden's asleep at the wheel again. I mean, he won't get the internet back on. He won't even talk about what's going on in Cuba. He will not show any of the pictures, not talk about what's happened to the people. And it's disgusting. We have to be the beacon of light. If there's, I mean,
absolutely.
I didn't say,
Senator Scott, I'm so sorry to interrupt. We are completely out of time. Thank you for coming for the 200th anniversary of Escambia County, by the way. Great to hear from you, and please keep up the work in the Senate. We'll look forward to see what might come of the call for an investigation.